Sydney's art scene. To thrive, it's a balancing act of cultural identity, ambition and compromise within the creative industries. That's the story behind the iconic satire of Emerald City by playwright David Williamson. Now, Emerald City first premiered in the 1980s with rapid fire wit, and now, back again, begging the question, did much change with Sydney's art scene? Back on stage with Mark Kilmurry at the helm, telling the story of passion, rivalries, commercial pressure, artistic integrity, and the lure of success in Sydney's art scene, on at the Ensemble Theatre from now until the 23rd of August. And joining us on 2SER Breakfast is cast member Matt Minto. Morning, Matt, how are you?
Morning, Danny.
Good to be with you. I appreciate your time here this morning. Have I successfully given a synopsis of Emerald City without giving too much away?
You have, yeah, absolutely. It was very, very accurate.
There we go. Do you feel that its story reflects today's landscape, even though it is originally from the 1980s?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, the play set in 1987, but I think the thing that we all were so struck with was that it's so relevant to today. Like, it feels like not a huge amount has changed in terms of some of the key themes. Yeah, for sure.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I'm not sure, actually. I mean, you know, I mean, there's lots of great progress, but at the same time, there's still, you know, issues around, you know, the cost of living and affordability and, you know, all of that stuff seems to be very relevant to today, but that it was in the 80s as well. So, yeah.
When you're reviving such a renowned work, is there sort of challenges that lie therein?
Yeah, there's been issues in the room where you kind of go, is that going to, maybe scenes or jokes or, you know, bits of material, you go, is that really going to read today or is that going to land or does that feel dated? And funnily enough, I mean, the script has been updated a little bit to sort of, you know, sit in today's landscape a little comfortably. But you do question it. But the funny thing is that the dialogue and the characters are so sort of fantastic and real and which has been really exciting.
As an artist in the scene that has a vast resume already, do you find a lot of truth in Emerald City? Do you find yourself there performing and you're like, oh, I've been in this situation?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. And I think if in any sort of artistic pursuit, you're always kind of like wanting to wanting to be loyal to your the artistic endeavor and your kind of principles and values, and you're always coming up against the kind of the reality of the business of, you know, making money and fame and all of that sort of stuff. So there is always a friction. So it's very much I relate. Yeah. And seeing people, you know, compromise and others that don't, and you know where they end up, all of that stuff.
Is it one of those things, does Emerald City sort of highlight things that might be really specific to Sydney's arts and cultural scenes? I mean, obviously we're in a sort of constant battle with Melbourne and I guess other capital cities internationally, but does it sort of underline some things there, your work there with Emerald City, sort of about, oh, this is a very Sydney-specific thing?
Well, yeah, it's all about Sydney and like it's, you know, this sort of glittering city, the harbour, and, you know, there's this kind of pursuit of success. And so it does explore that. But I think it's more universal than that. I mean, there's the rivalry between Melbourne and Sydney, you know, the kind of the Melbourne being more cultural and arty, I suppose, is in the play. And
you can say whatever you want here, I should point out. You can fire as many shots as you'd like.
But, you know, in Sydney being more, you know, more of an international city, more commercial. And so so there's that interplay. But I think it is more universal around just, you know, the human endeavor and sort of human nature, really, about pursuing dreams and the compromises you make along the way, I guess.
Probably helpful for you there, having it at the Ensemble Theatre as well, being there on the harbour. You can get into character by sitting at the front of the theatre and pretending that that's your front balcony.
Yeah, it's not hard. it's a lovely spot to work.
Yeah, and an absolutely stacked cast and creatives here for this one as well. You must sort of feel blessed to be working on such an excellent production.
Oh yeah, it's an amazing cast, and just the ensemble's just such a great place to work. Great people, and Mark Kilmurry, who's sort of the artistic director of the company, but is directing this play too. He's just wonderful. So working on David Williamson's writing is a real treat.
Yeah, it's wonderful stuff. The ensemble, of course, the longest continuously running professional theatre in Australia. David Williamson, an absolute guiding light, a North Star for Australian theatre. And this looks to be an excellent production. Emerald City at the Ensemble Theatre on from now until the 23rd of August. Ensemble.com.au to get tickets. I will put a link to that up on the website. Matt Minto, I really appreciate you getting up early in these. We've already discussed this morning that these are ungodly hours for people involved with theatre, so I appreciate your time this morning and getting up to join us on 2SER.
Thanks, Danny. Thanks so much.